like one of those radios that you open up and
radio. Oh, and so stuff. You shoot the music in.
Yeah, he made a music cabinet out of
it. Oh, that thing is just gorgeous.
It is pretty.
It's a really pretty piece.
Mm-hmm. The wood, the outside mm-hmm. wood was really pretty on it, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good
idea. Now that's an old,
Yeah. That is so pretty. I just haven't looked at it. You don't see that kind of work anymore.
Uh-uh,
kind of
no, whatever. You sure don't.
Oh, man, somebody played, is that Amanda,
right? Mm-hmm, that belonged to his grandfather. He played it, but Harold doesn't play. He once in a while picked up a pick on it, but he didn't play it, but his grandfather played it. Mm-hmm. Of course, he gave it to Harold.
Oh, that's nice. Interesting thing.
Yeah, she had, it was, you know, most of them came out of his mother's house.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Speaking of, we were talking about stucco. Were, like, in your neighborhood, were most of the houses stucco, do you remember, or were they?
Well, about half and half. It's a half would be about wood, and some were mm-hmm. stucco, and half of them wood. That was.
Well, with the wood that, where they have the overlapping boards on that.
Mm-hmm.
What did that, do you know what they used to call that, the overlapping board?
Mm-mm.
Weatherboarding, have you ever heard
mm-hmm.
of that? Okay, siding.
Well, siding, isn't that kind of what they use now?
Oh, yeah, right. That shows you. You're just a youngster. An oldster would have said siding was the old. Yeah, that's right. That's really interesting. Okay, a little, just a built-in place in the bedroom to hang clothes in would be called a
closet.
Now, between the ceiling and the top of the house, there'll be an open space.
An attic.
And a little room off from the kitchen to store canned goods and stuff in.
Oh, yeah. Cupboards?
And what would you call a lot of old worthless things that you're about to throw away?
Antiques. I guess that's what I call them.
Antiques?
Now. A lot of people would throw away an antique.
Priceless. What would you call a room that you use to store odds and ends? Just to store, just, I don't know, odds and ends.
A spare room. Mm-hmm.
And talking about daily housework, in order to get the house ready for company, you'd say you have to
clean house.
And the thing that you used to sweep with would be a
broom.
Now, if you were talking about, what people have to do to get their clothes clean, you'd say they have to do their
laundry.
Now, in a two-story house, to get from the first floor to the second floor, you have to go up the
stairs.
And, like, out here, to get from the ground up to the porch, you have to go up the
steps.
If the door was open and you didn't want it that way, you'd tell somebody to
close the door.
The part that covers the top of the house, you'd call that the
roof.
The little things along the edge of the roof that carry water off.
Gutters.
This give me some things sort of about farm stuff, and I don't expect you to know these, but just you know what you call a little building that they would use to store wood in? you might know this. How about what people call outdoor toilets? You ever heard a name for this?
I thought it was outdoor
toilets. Outdoor toilets? That's probably, yeah. That's probably the only one you would have ever heard.
What do they call it?
Oh, let's see. Some of the names that they call them in the country, they say privy and outhouse.
Oh, yeah, I have heard it called outhouse.
Oh, you have heard outhouse?
Uh-huh, I believe so.
a building, like in the country on a farm, where